Hey everyone, welcome back to Patent Pulse, the show where we dig into the freshest patent filings and figure out what they actually mean for the future of tech. Huge thanks to our sponsors, Ada and Zen Semiconductor. Ada helps businesses integrate AI into their workflows seamlessly. And Zen Semiconductor brings serious silicon expertise to the table with deep processor and chip design IP plus Ada's AI deployment capabilities across their whole portfolio. Today, we've got a genuinely eclectic mix. We're talking consent tech, a screen-free kids learning gadget, cancer-targeting amino acids, Intel's haptic robotics, and smart spectrum management. Let's get into it. Okay, first up, we have a patent that caught me off guard a little. It's a consent management system over a communications network filed by an individual inventor named David Morris Clayman. Now, when you hear consent management, you might think of those cookie banners that pop up on websites, but this is something way more personal and frankly more significant than that.
The system is designed to manage consent during interpersonal interactions. Think real-world human-to-human situations where verifiable consent really matters. Here's what makes it technically interesting. It uses a dynamic consent score, which is calculated in real time based on incoming data. So it's not just a checkbox, it's a living, breathing assessment of whether consent is being properly given and maintained throughout an interaction. It also has a cryptographic storage module that creates tamper-resistant records using cryptographic hashing. That means the records of pre-interaction checklists, real-time verbal commands, and post-interaction feedback are essentially locked in. They can't be altered after the fact. And here's the kicker. There's an emergency response mechanism that can initiate a call to an emergency dispatch center if something goes wrong. The real-world applications here are pretty wide-ranging legal accountability, healthcare settings, professional environments, or really any scenario where verifiable consent needs to be documented and protected. This one's filed by an individual inventor, and it actually already has a granted status. Which is notable? It's a privacy and safety play that feels very much in tune with where society is heading. Next, we have something completely different and honestly kind of refreshing, an educational interactive teaching apparatus for literacy development and phonics, filed by inventor Madhupe Mary Famadaimu. So here's the problem this solves. Kids today are absolutely saturated with screens, and while there are tons of apps for learning phonics, they often just add to the screen time pile. This patent takes the opposite approach. The device is physical, built from biodegradable, eco-friendly materials like wood and cork, and it features a set of interactive buttons that, when pressed, produce the correct phonetic sound for the selected letter or word. No screen required. The child just touches a button and hears the sound. That tactile plus audio combo is actually really well supported by learning science for early literacy development. It covers phonics, sight words, and word family sounds, which are the three big pillars of early reading instruction. What I find compelling here is the sustainability angle. Most kids' tech toys end up in a landfill. This one is designed with biodegradable materials, which is a value statement as much as it is a design choice. It's still in pending status, but as a product concept, it's got real legs. Parents and educators who are looking for screen-free, eco-conscious learning tools would eat this up. Keep an eye on this one. All right, shifting gears significantly. This next patent is from the University of Denver, and it's in the biomedical space, which we don't cover every day on Patent Pulse, but this one has enough tech depth to warrant a deep look. The patent covers methods for targeting cancer cells using amino acids, and the core innovation here is really elegant. The big problem with most cancer treatments today is that they're not selective. Chemotherapy hammers cancer cells and healthy cells alike, which is why the side effects are so brutal. This research, supported by the National Institutes of Health, takes a smarter approach. The method starts by analyzing extracellular vesicles. These are tiny structures that cancer cells use to communicate with other cells and promote tumor growth. By studying the relative abundance of specific amino acids in patient samples and comparing them to healthy samples, researchers can identify which amino acids are associated with tumor promotion in a specific cancer strain. And then, and this is the key move, you supplement the patient with the amino acids that actually discourage tumor growth. It's like flipping the cancer's own signaling system against itself. The method can also be combined with chemotherapy drugs, potentially making those drugs more effective at lower doses. This is a patent application still in pending status, and it's very much a research stage innovation. But the implications for precision oncology are enormous. Inventor Dolly Sun and the University of Denver team are doing seriously important work here. Now, this one is right in Patent Pulse's wheelhouse. Intel just filed a patent for a human-robot interface system with bidirectional haptic feedback, and it is packed with clever engineering. So here's the setup. Collaborative robots, cobots, are increasingly being used to learn tasks by watching humans demonstrate them, often using extended reality, or XR, environments. But the interface between the human and the robot has always been kind of one-directional. You control the robot, but the robot doesn't really communicate back through the controller in a nuanced way. Intel's invention changes that. the system uses a flexible membrane mounted on a handheld controller with sensor actuator units arranged across it. These units do double duty. They can vibrate to deliver haptic feedback to the user, telling them about the robot's current state, like whether it's gripping something, encountering resistance, or navigating a tricky environment. But here's the really clever part. Those same actuator units simultaneously sense the user's grip, contact, and pressure by analyzing something called back electromotive force, or back EMF signals. Basically, when you squeeze the controller, the actuators pick that up without needing separate pressure sensors. The system then dynamically adjusts the robot's control parameters based on how you're gripping. It's a genuinely bidirectional feedback loop. You feel what the robot feels, and the robot responds to how you're holding the controller. The applications in industrial automation, surgical robotics, and teleoperation are massive. Intel filing this signals they're serious about the human-robot collaboration space. Last patent of the day, and this one plays in the wireless communications world, it's a system for dynamic, prioritized spectrum management and utilization from digital global systems. Radio frequency spectrum is a finite resource, and as we pile more and more devices, drones, military systems, emergency services, and commercial networks into the airwaves, managing who gets access to which frequencies and when becomes a genuinely complex logistical challenge. This patent, which has a long continuation history going all the way back to 2020, describes a comprehensive system that monitors spectrum usage in real time, analyzes the data with dedicated data analysis engines, and then applies a programmable rules and policy editor to make dynamic decisions about spectrum allocation. There's also a semantic engine in the mix, which adds a layer of intelligent interpretation to what's happening in the spectrum environment. The piece I find most interesting is the tip and cue server. It combines real-time environmental awareness from the monitoring data with additional contextual information to generate actionable intelligence. So it's not just passively watching the spectrum, it's actively telling operators what to do about it. With the explosion of 5G satellite communications and connected devices, smart spectrum management is becoming critical infrastructure. Digital Global Systems has been building this out for years, and this latest continuation shows they're continuing to fortify their IP position. Definitely one to watch for anyone in the wireless or defense tech space. And that's a wrap on today's Patent Pulse. Massive thanks to Ago Consulting. That's Ahago Consulting for their continued support of the show. Patent Pulse is brought to you by Ada, Ahago Consulting, and Zen Semiconductor. If you enjoyed today's episode and want more deep dives into emerging tech, check out our sister show Unzip in the Ada Podcast Network. It's a great listen. Make sure you're subscribed so you never miss an episode. We drop new patents every week and things move fast in this space. Next time, we're diving into some fascinating new filings in AI hardware acceleration and spatial computing, so you do not want to miss that one. Until then, stay curious.